Pat. I'm an alcoholic. Hey, it's my first time speaking. I was hoping it was at the other place. It's a little more intimate. You guys are like right in my face. But yeah, so I guess what it was like, you know, whatever, you know the deal. So I have alcoholism definitely runs my family, my sister, my grandfather, I got my uncle, plenty of drunks in the family, Irish family. So I didn't have a lot of that. My dad and my mom were like angels, basically. And I didn't know my sister was an alcoholic until she told me I should try going to an AA meeting. I basically feel like she kind of saved my life because everybody definitely knew I was an alcoholic before I did. I just thought I was like a really good partier. That was just bad at it, you know. My first drink, I think I was like 5. I was riding with my grandfather. He was drinking and driving. We were going to the grocery store or something. And I told him that, you know, you're not supposed to drink and drive. And he said, you ever tried a beer? Let me try it. And I did. And he said, well, you're not supposed to be drinking, so I won't tell your parents if you don't tell on me. That was my Pepe. He was cool. My first drunk, I think I was in the 5th or 6th grade. I was a military brat, so I moved everywhere. I went to 11 schools in 11 years that I went to school. I was in 5th or 6th grade, and you know, we went off base. I was always big. I think I was like 5'8 in the 5th grade. So like all my buddies got me to go in and buy the beer from the Japanese fella. You know, they thought I was in the Air Force, so it was cool. Definitely went over to like an older guy's house, got drunk. I got in his car. I wrecked his car then. So that was my first car accident. It was in like elementary school. And it was a good time. I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed getting drunk. Like I said, I moved around a lot, so it was really easy for me to make friends because, you know, there's always some kids drinking or smoking pot or doing whatever. Anywhere you go, you can find those kids like day one. So I made friends like on the first day everywhere I went. Looking back, I don't know if I'd like call them friends. They were just, you know, whatever. My parents always thought that I needed to be not a follower, you know what I mean? Because I was always lying to them, oh, blah, blah, blah. But I was definitely coming up with most of the ideas. I was bad. But I was very likable, you know, so everybody was like, oh, you know, it's okay. But really, I just needed my ass whooped, I think. And I didn't get that a lot. So obviously it progressed. You know, 7th grade, me and my buddy used to skip out of middle school, go to the commissary, steal cartons of cigarettes and sell them to the high school kids. I was just always in some shit, you know what I mean? 11th grade, I got kicked out of Hawaii. They came to my dad's house. I was stealing cars. They were like, we know he's doing it, we can't prove it, so we'll either get to the bottom of it or you can send them away. You know, so I was gone. Plane ticket, $1,000 for Christmas, I think on my 17th birthday, and I was out. It was just nonstop. I got like, you know, I only have 15 minutes, so basically like my life was completely unmanageable. When I was 20-something years old, me and a buddy of mine were living together at this old man's house. I don't even know how we got there or what was going on. But we were definitely broke, and I was big into drugs, and drinking was just always the constant, and we didn't have any money, didn't have anything, so I came up with the idea. We were going to go to a drug dealer's house and rob him, so we did that, and took everything, got a bunch of money, a bunch of drugs. We did all the drugs, ate a bunch of bars, forgot we did that. Later that night, we went back to the house with their money to knock on the door and see if they'd sell us some shit. I got stabbed. It was a typical weekend. It just turned out to be a long one because I didn't get out of the hospital till Wednesday. Yeah, so, I mean, that's basically what it was like. Yeah. Just nonstop. You figure that would be like a bottom, but that was just like an extended weekend. So my sobriety date is Thanksgiving last year. I got 4 months tomorrow. About 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I was at my mom's house hanging out. My sister, I think she had like 90 days sober or a couple weeks, who knows. And she was like, you definitely should try going to AA, you know, give it 90 and 90 or whatever. And I gave it a shot. My first meeting was Nunyana. I didn't want to relate. You know, I raised my hand and said I was an alcoholic because I know I have problems. And there was one guy in there, a lot of you guys know him, Nate. I kind of related to him a little bit. So I went out and I think I got like 9 days sober that time and went out. So for about 2 years, 20 months, I came in and out of AA. I got 30 days one time and I think I got 50 days the other time, but I was never out long. Like, definitely coming into the rooms and hearing, you know, what did they say, a belly full of AA, and it just ruined it for me. I was miserable a lot faster every time that I left. My problem was that I would never get in the middle of the boat or put both feet in. I did the marijuana maintenance. I was sober for like 18 days, smoke a pot, I guess you could say. It was a marijuana maintenance program. I go out of town for work. I never did a 90 and 90. I would just in and out, in and out. And that basically was a problem for me, is I wouldn't put both feet in AA. So not that AA wasn't working for me. I wasn't working for myself in AA. You know, excuse after excuse, or I wouldn't stop going to this job. I didn't fellowship. I mean, anything. Like, I've come to realize that unless I'm in the middle of the boat and doing the deal, you know, I got my first sponsor was Mike Bach. I don't know why I'm doing all these shout outs, but he's definitely like an AA Nazi. Good guy for a lot of people, won't take anything from him. He told me, he was my first sponsor. He told me, I don't give suggestions, you know, I'm gonna tell you what to do. And I fired him the next day. You're done. He actually turned out to be my sponsor another time, a few times. He got fired again. I can't. He's a great guy, though. Just not for me when I'm not in AA. You know, half-assing AA is definitely not going to work. So I went from him to another guy who was just like lax, surfer, just he didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It was like, this guy's great. Again, he was probably would have worked out fine for me, but I wasn't doing it. That's basically like my story in AA. I did 20 months of coming into AA without doing it 100%, and I was not able to put together any time. Like I said, I got 4 months tomorrow. This is the longest I've ever had, and this is definitely the happiest I've ever been. And even doing AA, you know, not doing it, my life kind of improved a little bit every time I came in. You know what I mean? I definitely like listen and do things. 5 minutes, cool. And 5 minutes I've been doing it, or 5 minutes to go? Word. Jesus. So this last time, I'm definitely like an endless pit of bottoms, mental, physical, whatever. I've done so much. Had so many bottoms, and it's just not enough for me. Like, I've fucked shit up with the kids. I've done a lot of things that you figure would have been a bottom, and I would have gotten it together and started doing AA. But it wasn't until Thanksgiving, like I said, last year, I was standing up in a house. I was high, drunk, and I wasn't at any bottom. I definitely had a pocket full of money. Shit was not that bad. I just had like one moment of clarity that day. And I was been up for like 2 days, and I was standing in the living room, and I had enough. I called my buddy Nate and was like, hey, will you take me to detox? I can't do this anymore. You know, I wasn't at any bottom. You know, I was just over it, I guess. So I guess I needed all my relapses and stuff like that. I don't take anything away from it. I used to say I was white chip wonder because I was wondering how many times I was going to have to pick one up. Honestly. And so that day I called him up and I said, look, man, I want to go to detox. He asked me what I was on. He said, you don't need to go to detox for that shit. Come to the house, live on the couch, get back in AA. This time I came back in AA. I got my same sponsor that I had from the last relapse. I did it 90% of what he said. You know what I mean? I'm not perfect by any means or any stretch. But I've definitely got a sponsor, taken up commitments, got in the middle of the boat. I do most of what I'm suggested. Like, I pray in the mornings. I don't meditate. I read literature every day. I got an app on my phone. I pray multiple times a day. Basically, like, you know, speaking here, I'm sure this will get me back right a little bit. Like, I was never, I mentioned that job a few times. I'd always leave out of town on these jobs. I'd get, like, this little stretch I'd leave on these jobs. And basically, AA I was done with before I left. I just got back from a three-week job, and I came home sober. The first time I've ever done that. But what I did was I brought AA with me. They did not have meetings out there, so I didn't have a meeting for 3 days. And so when they say that, you know, you need to have a higher power and put in the work, because the only thing between you and a drink is your higher power, that definitely rings true. You know, so giving it your all and doing AA, it'll work for anybody. You just have to do your work. And I guess that's it.